Georgia, among the areas devastated by recent storms and tornadoes. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Troup County Deputy Fire Chief Zach Steele.
At this time, there's been 5 non-life-threatening injuries reported. 3 of those have already been released from local Wellstar, West Georgia.
More than 30 million people are under the threat of these storms and tornadoes spanning from Houston to the Carolinas. There are 25 confirmed deaths. 24 are in Mississippi. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez taking a stance on the controversial social media app TikTok.
AOC taking her pro-TikTok stance after lawmakers on both sides of the aisle grilled the company's CEO over security concerns. Now, earlier this month, a bipartisan group of senators introduced the Restrict Act, which would allow the federal government to ban foreign-produced tech, including TikTok. The popular app is owned by ByteDance, a tech company based in China. In addition to data collection, U.S. lawmakers are concerned about the app's effect on young Americans' mental health. But AOC says the U.S. should focus on passing new data protection laws instead.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Concerns in Syria amid attacks against coalition bases. It follows U.S. retaliation strikes after the death of an American contractor from what is suspected to be an Iranian-made drone.
This was a serious attack by these militant groups. And the president retaliated swiftly and boldly, significantly, to deal with that.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on CBS's Face the Nation. Hunter Biden, the president's son, is under investigation by the House Oversight Committee related to foreign business dealings and if they compromised national security. Subpoenaed Bank of America records show a Chinese energy company wired $3 million to an associate of Hunter Biden. Other bank records show incremental payments for about 3 months to the Biden family and their companies. His domestic bank records are being requested. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Officials in Pennsylvania providing an update this morning following the explosion of a chocolate factory in West Reading Friday night.
West Reading Police Chief Wayne Holbin made this somber announcement during a news conference concerning the explosion at the R.M. Palmer factory.
On Sunday in the early morning hours, a fourth individual was located under debris at the site.
In addition to the 4 dead, 3 people are still missing and unaccounted for. Frankie Gonzalez continues to wait for news on his sister.
We've been calling her cell phone, but we ain't got nothing back.
West Reading Mayor Samantha Keg says she shares the frustration of family members.
As we try to find the information that we can to give to those that are still desperately in need and waiting for family members to come home or just waiting for some sort of answers.
The cause of the explosion is still under investigation. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Gas prices have been steady over the past 2 weeks thanks to steady crude oil prices. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg is the publisher of the Lundberg Survey.
There's been a 1 cent drop in the average price of gasoline. Regular grade is now $3.52 nationally, and it compares wonderfully to last year's price. It's an 85-cent discount under its year-ago.
Tulsa has the lowest price, just $2.79 a gallon. May marks the end of the COVID-19 national emergency in the U.S., leaving questions about costs for consumers. Fox's Tanya J. Powers explains.
Moderna CEO Stefan Bancel is defending raising the price of its COVID vaccine, telling Senator Bernie Sanders in a recent hearing that there's a big difference in having only the federal government as a customer instead of individual pharmacies.
We used to have 10 dose in each vial. Now we're going to have every vial will have a different dose. This is not the same.
I understand, but quadrupling the price
is huge.
The CDC says 81% of the U.S. population has had at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. As for testing, at-home COVID tests can still be ordered for free from the federal government at COVID.org.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.